Hi there. Thank you for holding. This is Kyle with customer service. How can I help you?
Hi, Kyle. My name is Christy, and I need a little bit of help.
All right.
I am trying to find out exactly what happened when I filled out a survey from Walmart, and I'm trying to get my account canceled, and the woman I was speaking with wouldn't tell me the company, and she disconnected the phone call. Can you help me out a little bit?
Well, I think so. I might be able to. I hate to just launch into a spiel that you might have just heard, but I will say I am with a third-party call center that services over 100 different online vendors, and so I don't always have access to specific company names and specific, you know, whatever. Like there's hundreds of different phone numbers on different websites that can lead back to me, but I will do my best to help you figure out which specific company charged you.
Okay, well, it says it's Miracle something. And I have a confirmation that I thought it was like $7 shipping to get free cookware because it's a survey, and it charged like $68. And
okay.
I was like, wait. So I tried to call the bank, and they're like, well, it hasn't posted yet, and so they won't necessarily dispute the charges until it's actually clear. So I'm just trying to get ahead of it to see what happens, and maybe you can help.
Okay, yeah, I think maybe I should be able to. I tried looking up your phone number you called with and couldn't find anything. Can I get a zip code from your billing address, see if I can get you pulled up in my system?
81521.
81521, you said?
I have an email address. I have an email.
Okay, give me one second. Wait, what? She said you have an email address?
I do. It's support for me or for the company?
For you.
For me, S is in Sam, C is in Tom, I is in Igloo, Jen, J-E-N-N, at Gmail.
At Gmail. You said S is in Sam, P is in...
No, T is in Tom.
T is in Tom, okay. S is in Sam, T is
in
Tom, Jen.
Yeah, I is in Igloo, Jen, J-E-N-N.
S-T-I, Jen, at Gmail?
Correct.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me see if I can find that. All right. I'm punching it in now. Let's see here. That didn't pop up in my system. Oh, I still, hold on. Get that out of there. No, it's still not popping up. And you said, what was your first and last name?
It's Christy. Last name Stephen, S-T-A-T-L-N.
I'm so sorry. I'm having a little trouble here. Let me turn you up real quick. You said it was Christy
sorry,
what?
And I pulled over. Stephen, S is in Sam, C-A-T-O-N.
C-A-T-O-N. S is in Sam, C-A-T-O-N.
T is in Tom. S-T-A-T-O-N.
Staten?
Yes.
Okay, Staten, okay. All right, thank you for that, ma'am. I appreciate your patience with me.
No, you're okay. I appreciate that you speak English, because the last lady did not do that very well, and it was doubly frustrating.
Yeah, that I know how frustrating that is for sure. All right, so, and first name Christy, right?
Correct.
Okay, let me look through my system here.
Have an order number if that helps.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and see if I can type that in. What's the order number?
681-398817.
88 what 7?
8817.
17, okay. That does look like something that might come up. Let me see if I can search it. All right. Punch that in for a transaction ID. Let's see. Dang it. I really thought that was going to work. That seems to match the exact digit count as a lot of my transaction IDs. Oh, here we go. Let's do this. Nope. Still not wanting to come up. We've tried email. We've tried name. And Christy, that's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y or I-E?
Correct. You got it. Why?
Why? Okay. So, yeah, that is what I typed in. We tried zip code. So,
You see how I think this is all a big fraud and I need to contact the fraud department?
Yeah, I definitely understand.
It was a little sketchy when I did it because I was like, okay, obviously, you know, stuff's always too good to be true, but it was a survey from Walmart. I'm like, okay, fine. And then it was going to be $7 just pay shipping. You fill out the survey, and then they charged me $68 and something. I'm like, okay, this is not ever what I asked for. So whatever I need, you can't even find me now. Is there something? What else can I? What other information can I give you? The support email is tryperfectshopdiscount.com.
Yeah, yeah, that is one of the that it does. I do recognize that it does go back to one of the online vendors we are contracted through. So that's why I'm confused a little bit as to why you're not coming up, because I recognize those charge amounts, and I feel like I should be able to help you with that. Like, not recognize them from your account, but just from calls I've taken before. But if I can't pull your account up, then I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly, you know. And I'm trying my best. So we tried the one other thing we could try, if you're comfortable with it, is the last four digits of the card that was charged.
I made my daughter do her card because she's got a lower thing. It's 4952.
4952. Okay, and I'm going to look that up with the last name of Staten and see what comes up. Okay, I'm going to look it up without the last name and scroll through all the names and see if I see Staten.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's 4956.
4956, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. It hadn't loaded yet, so I can just...
Sorry.
You didn't, yeah, it's being slow. I think we're hitting our highest call volume time of day right now, so that might be why my system's slowing down a bit. But like I said, I do really appreciate your patience. Thank you so much.
Thank you for looking into it, because it's not something I bargained for, and so U.S. Bank's really great, and they will go ahead and they'll help me with disputing the charges, but I thought I'd at least give you guys a chance. I'm like, look, I didn't sign up for this, so please don't steal my money, because I didn't ask you for it. There was nothing that was clear that when I was looking at it, and if the lady tried to cancel it, would it still show in the system that I called to cancel it? She tried to give me a cancellation number, and then I asked her for the company name, and she totally would not answer me.
Yeah. But you said she did give you that cancellation, or she tried to give you a cancellation number?
I think she gave it to me. It's KC021.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That, I recognize that from what, call center we do. We kind of get a lot of calls that from people that have been given that number. And, I do have opinions about that, but I don't know if I can share them over the phone. So I'm looking through now and, looking for Miss Christy Staten. Miss Christy Staten. And it wouldn't be under any other name by chance, right?
Nope, I did it all by my lonesome.
Okay. So I'm looking. You'd be surprised how many people put the fake names in here that are so obvious. Let's see.
And I'm going to let you look. If I get too bad, I'm a mail carrier, and I really don't want to be working in the dark. And so while you're looking, if you start to not be able to hear me, I'll pull over again.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I'll be here whenever you get back.
So, you can keep looking for me, and I think I might be able to pull hopefully into an area that has a little bit better service.
Okay. Yeah, I have noticed a little bit of static and stuff. Let me see here. I'm still looking. I'm going through all these names in my system. And unfortunately, I will go ahead and tell you if I'm not able to find you your account in my system, which I think that the confirmation the KC021 that you said, that won't go into my specific customer service system that I'm working through. I do know the one that they use, but I can't use it right now. So, I know you said you already talked with your bank, but the best bet, if I can't find you here, I wouldn't be able to do anything for you, unfortunately. So your best bet, I know you said you already talked with your bank, but would be just to get in touch with them and see if they can trace the charge exactly and get you maybe a different phone number to get to. Or if you do get back to a different person from that call center, for in that system, they should be able to help you. But I'm still looking.
That's like even more backwards than it should be. Like, I mean, you are the number that is on my charge from my bank. Is the number that I called to wait for the call center for somebody to pick up the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I did not know before I got this job how like one phone number can go to so many different call centers and hundreds of different numbers can all come back to one. You know, it's crazy.
That is crazy, and it doesn't seem like it's very honest either.
I definitely understand. Yeah, but so yeah, I've looked through. I sorted it to 500 names per page, and I just finished the second page. There's no more names. I've looked at 1,000 names. I did not see a single statin with the last four digits of 4956. So, like I said, the best I can do is advise you to just go through your bank and tell them that you did call this number. You got me. I wasn't able to pull you up, and maybe, you know, they'll be a little bit more serious, or they'll try to get in touch with whoever it is. Because I do get calls from banks that are contacting, you know, us on behalf of customers. So maybe you can get your bank to do something like
right.
that for you.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll wait till the post. Is there, are you saying that also I could call back and possibly get somebody else who actually would find me in the system, like the first lady did?
Well, that's what I'm guessing. I, like I said, I'm not 100% sure what number you called to get to me, or what, you know, all what numbers, you know, or what all call centers that number can reach.
Right. Okay.
So,
well, it just sounds like that there's nothing else that you can do at the moment. And I'm going to, I guess, wait till it posts, and then U.S. Bank will dispute it for me, since I never signed for anything and I can't even get a hold of somebody who actually says that they're a legit business. So,
right. I completely understand
okay.
that.
Well, Kyle, thank you for your time. Enjoy your Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.